Chapter 13. We sneak out just past midnight, weaving through the woods by lantern light till we're deep inside the dark womb of the caves. Felicity lights candles she's stolen from a cupboard. Within minutes, the place is alight, the drawings dancing again on the rocky walls. In the eerie glow, the skulls of the Morrigan twist and bend like living things till I have to look away.
Oh, it's so damp in here, Pippa says, sitting gingerly on the cave floor.
Felicity has managed to talk her into coming, and all she's done so far is complain about everything.
Did anyone think to bring food? I'm famished.
Her gaze falls on Anne, who has pulled an apple from her cape pocket. It sits in Anne's hand while she debates which will win, her hunger or her need to belong. After an excruciating minute, she offers it to Pippa.
You could have my apple. I suppose it will have to do, Pippa says with a sigh.
She reaches for it, but Felicity grabs first.
Not yet. We have to do this properly, with a toast.
There's a gleam in Felicity's eye as she reaches into her shift and pulls out the bottle of communion wine. Pippa's squeals of delight fill the cavernous space. She throws her arms around Felicity.
Oh, Fee, you're brilliant.
Yes, I am rather, aren't I?
I want to remind them that I'm the one who risked life, limb, soul, and expulsion to get it, but I know it would be pointless and I'll just look sullen.
What's that?
Anne says. Felicity rolls her eyes.
Cod liver oil. What do you think it is?
The colour leaks from Anne's face.
It's not spirits, is it?
Pippa clutches at her throat melodramatically.
Heavens no!
Anne's just realising what she's in for. She tries to make light of the situation by putting the joke on someone else.
Ladies don't drink spirits, she says,
mimicking Mrs. Nightwing's plummy tones. It's a dead-on imitation and we all laugh. Thrilled, Anne repeats the joke again and again till it's gone from amusing to irritating.
You may stop now,
Felicity scolds. Anne retreats behind her mask again.
Mrs. Nightwing certainly never misses her sherry at night. Oh, they're all such hypocrites. Cheers,
Pippa says, taking a generous, unladylike swig from the bottle. She passes it to Anne, who wipes the mouth of it with her hand and hesitates.
Go on then, it won't bite you, Felicity says.
I've never had a drink before.
Really? I'm shocked.
Pippa giggles in mock astonishment, and I can't help wondering what it would be like to pour that bottle right over her perfect ringlets. Anne tries to hand the bottle back, but Felicity is firm.
It's not a request. Drink, or you're out of the club. You can make your way back to Spence by yourself.
Anne's eyes widen. The spoiled girls haven't any idea how agonizing this is for Anne to break the rules. They can always charm their way out of a certain amount of trouble, but for Anne, the wrong infraction could be her undoing.
Let her alone, Felicity. You're the one who wanted her to come, not us, she says, letting the cruelty seep in. No more favours. If she wants in, she has to drink. The same goes for you.
Fine then, hand it over, I say.
The bottle passes my way.
And no spitting it back in, Felicity taunts.
Raised to my lips, the bottle smells sweet and harsh at the same time. The scent is all things powerful, magical, and forbidden. It burns going down, making me cough and sputter as if someone has set a match to my lungs.
Ah, the vine of life!
Felicity breaks into a devilish grin, and they all laugh, even Anne. There's gratitude for you.
I can barely croak out. What is this?
It's like no wine I've ever sipped from my parents' glasses, and I'm sure it's something the servants use to clean floors or mix varnish.
Felicity is more pleased than I've ever seen her. Whiskey, you accidentally took Father Waite's private collection.
Tears sting at my eyes from the pungency, but at least I'm breathing again. A surprising warmth floods my entire body, weighing me down in a delicious way. I like the feeling, but Felicity's already snatched the bottle away and sent it to Anne, who takes her medicine like a good girl with just the slightest grimace at the taste. Once Felicity has her drink, we've all been initiated. Into what, I'm still not certain. The bottle goes around a few more times till we're all as loose-limbed as new calves. I'm floating inside my skin. I could go on floating like this for days. Right now, the real world, with its heartbreak and disappointments, is just a pulse against the protective membrane we've drunk ourselves into. It's somewhere outside us, waiting, but we are too giddy to bother with it. Watching the rocks glimmer, my new friends talking in soft murmurs, I wonder if this is what the days look and feel like for my father, wrapped tight inside his laudanum cocoon. No pain, only the distant beating of memory. The sadness of that is overwhelming, and I'm drowning in it. Gemma, are you all right? It's Felicity sitting up, looking at me, confused, and I realize I'm crying. It's nothing, I say, wiping at my eyes with the back of a hand. Don't tell me you're going to be one of those maudlin drunks, she says, trying to joke, but it only makes the tears come faster. No more for you, then. Here, have something to eat. She puts the bottle behind a rock and hands me the still uneaten apple. This party is getting very dull. Who's got a clever idea for us? If this is a club, shouldn't we have a proper name? Pippa's head lolls against a rock. Her eyes glisten from the drink. How about the Young Ladies of Spence? Anne offers. Felicity makes a face. Makes us sound like spinsters with bad teeth. I laugh a little too loud, but I'm grateful that the tears have stopped, even if I'm still having trouble catching my breath. It was just my first thought, Anne snaps. The whiskey has given her fangs. Don't get prickly on us, Felicity shoots back. Here, have another go. Anne shakes her head, but the bottle is still there at the end of Felicity's hand, so she takes another tight-lipped swig. Pippa claps her hands. I know! Let's call ourselves the Ladies of Shalott.